Today's cattle futures trading session offered lower prices here. March feeders down $1.27 at 137.40. 136.90 was the low, so we did close 50 cents off of the low in the March feeders. April down $1.32 at 141.25. May's $1.12 lower, 143.95. August 17 lower. That was one thing interesting is the spring months and the summer, like the August and September and October, they were completely different, with the spring months being quite a bit lower and the further ones being just a little bit lower. April live cattle down 67 at 119.32. June's down 65 at 117.77. August live down 35 at 116.70. If you look at reports around the sale barns today, there's about 13,500 at Oklahoma City. I have a source that says it was $3 to $4 lower, and that would reflect what the futures market saw this week. Now, box beef at midday was up 45 on choice at 240.98. Select up $1.69. The show list looks like it was up some, up about 2,300 in Texas, 1,900 in Kansas, and 11,000 higher in Nebraska and Colorado. Today's kill was 120,000, right where it needs to be. Tomorrow we're expecting somewhere around 4,000 stalkers at El Reno. Today's grain futures, much like the cattle futures, were under significant pressure here. Corn anywhere from 8 to 9 lower in the old crop. December, though, the new crop corn down a penny and a quarter at 469.5. Beans also sold off throughout today. March is down 11 and a quarter at 1394. May's down 12 cents at 1392 and a quarter. July down 10 and 3 quarters at 1380 and 3 quarters. But new crop November beans down 3.5 at 1219.5. If you take the new crop bean price divided by the new crop corn price, that gives you about 2.6-1 ratio. Typically 2.3 is normal. So not sure what that means in terms of acres, but it is a battle going back and forth between the two. Right now it is paying more to plant soybeans than it would be to plant corn. So we'll see what happens there, but the new crops didn't sell off near what the old crop did. July Kansas City wheat down 9.25 at 628.5, and then cotton today gained back a lot of steam. May cotton now the front month up 274 at 91.57, so it gained back most of last week's losses. And the stock market today is on fire. It's up 685 in the Dow at 31,600. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.